something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is titled, Exercising Your Spirit.
Hallelujah. 2 Timothy chapter number 3. Oh, ho, 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 glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, ho, 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 hallelujah. I'm reading to you from verse 14. And what I really want to show you is in the 15th verse. 14. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able. They have a divine ability, able to make thee wise. The Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise. Wisdom is a quality of the human spirit. Wisdom is not in the realm of reason. Wisdom functions in the spirit. Why do you do what you do? Why do you think the way you do? Why do you say what you say? Why do you go where you go? These are all a function of wisdom. Hallelujah. Oh, come on here. He says, the Holy Scriptures, which are able. See, understand it. He says, the Holy Scriptures, which are able. There's no doubt in the mind of God that this will work. He says, which are able to make thee wise. The Scriptures are able to make you wise. He says, the Scriptures have the ability to make you wise. If you were foolish, if you were stupid, he says, the scriptures are able to make you wise. The smart thing to do then is to go for the scriptures. They'll make you wise. They'll make you wise. See why neglecting the scriptures will be a problem for you? See why neglecting the scriptures would mean that you are programming yourself against success? In other words, programming yourself to fail. The scriptures are able to make you wise. And it says wise unto salvation. Why does he say that? Meaning, he is not talking about man's wisdom, but the God type of wisdom that produces salvation. What do you mean salvation? He's not talking about salvation from sin. The man had been saved already. So he's not talking about salvation from sin. He's talking about all the beautiful things that God will accomplish in the human spirit. Everything that's consistent with the godly life. The scriptures are able to make you wise. So if you will give time to the scriptures daily, you will be programming your spirit for the life of success, prosperity, and victory. Hallelujah. Oh, I like this. It means that you are putting into you an inner power. Power to make you wise. What is power? What is power? Ability to effect change. Is that right? Now, it says the scriptures are able. They have an ability to make you wise. To effect a change in the realm of wisdom. So the scriptures have power. Glory to God. All right, now let's look in the book of Psalms and see a few things that are consistent with wisdom. Psalm 119. Hallelujah. Are you there? Psalm 119, I'm reading verse 11. Thy word, say that with me, thy word. One more time, thy word. What's he talking about? God's word. God's word. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. See, we don't know what sin is, but what the word of God shows us it is. See, there are a lot of people who say this one is a sin and that one is a sin and that one is a sin and that one is a sin. How do you know what is sin? How do you know? How do you define sin? You define sin through the word. You can't know darkness except the light is turned on. If you've never known light, you cannot describe darkness. So if you will hide the word of God in your heart, you will not sin against God. You know the word of God in you. The matter of sin ceases to be a problem because it has the ability to make you wise. In other words, help you make the right decision, guide you in the way that you should go, and also help you define what is wrong and what is right. You don't have a problem knowing what is wrong or what is right. The word of God has become your light. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. He said, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Whew. Hallelujah. I like this. Now let's look at something here. In verse 67, Psalm 119, verse 67. Have you seen it? He says, before I was afflicted, I went astray. But now have I kept thy word. Thou art good and doest good. Teach me thy statutes. See, he found the goodness of God when he kept the word. Now, before he kept the word, he was afflicted. He said, I was afflicted. Before I was afflicted, I went astray. He went the wrong way before affliction came into his life. He said, before I suffered, I went astray. If your life is full of affliction, you went astray before it came. Listen, does God just wake up to afflict his children? He just says to himself, I think right now I need to punish this child. Was he done? Nothing. I love punishing. God's not that way. Even if you are that way, God's not that way. He loves to see his kids happy. Before I was afflicted, I went astray. But now have I kept thy word. He says, God is good. Amen. You want to know the goodness of God? Experience the goodness of God. You know, some people pray, oh God, show your goodness in my life. I've suffered so much. Oh God, let people see your goodness. Just keep the word. Just keep the word and it will save you from those type of prayers. Oh God, let me not be ashamed. Oh God, don't let me be ashamed. You will soon become ashamed. See, because you don't need that kind of praying. Hallelujah. All right, let me give you a simple example. Look at verse 63, Psalm 119, verse 63. Are you there? Now watch this. I am a companion of all them that fear thee and of them that keep thy precepts. Question, are you? This man was experiencing the goodness of God. And he says, I am a companion of all them that fear thee and of them that keep thy precepts. Who are your friends? No, we said David was a successful man. But David shows us how his life became a wonder. What made him a success? He chose his friends. He wouldn't run with just anybody. No, but we say no. We would rather be friends with everybody and expect to be successful. Not God's way. Now, hear this. Jesus had friends among those that were not righteous. What did he do with them? Did he become like them? He showed them the way. He preached the word unto them, but never went around with them. He was not a companion of those people. He was found in their company at a point, not in companionship, but he influenced them with his message. I have a business partner. Well, like this. We're tight friends. Is he born again? Not exactly. Look at you. What kind of life are you living? He's your tight friend. He's your tight business partner. How? See, we have to define our relationships. If he's a business friend, it's business. You know what's beautiful? It's business. It's like a classmate in school. You understand? You're studying the same thing? Yeah. You may study books together. Do experiments together. Yeah. Good communication. But you should know where you stand. You should define that relationship. No, let me put it this way. Let's look at it. Imagine you being a guy was sent on a certain official assignment with someone else working on the same project with you in the same office. But this time, it's a lady. Now, because both of you are working on that project, does that make you her husband and she your wife? Talk to me. The relationship is defined. So though she's a woman, she's not your wife. Though you're a man, you're not her husband. And you're working on this same project, which means there are limits to the relationship. Correct? In the same way, when you have a business partner who's not a Christian, there are limits to the relationship. Now, he's made an appointment for Sunday morning. You ought to be in church. He doesn't go to church. And you say, it's okay. How could it be okay? That couldn't be okay. I mean, it's taking you for a ride. He doesn't believe in your commitment as a Christian. Otherwise, he wouldn't make that appointment for 9 a.m. Sunday morning. Now, you're saying it's okay. Don't look at me like that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Stay tuned. Pastor Chris will be right back. The troubling questions in the heart of many will be answered. The direction needed for that future you desire will be given. The word for the next and higher level of your life will be proclaimed. Join the Global Classroom every first Sunday of every month at 1600 GMT on www.loveworldinternetradio.org for an exclusive questions and answer session with the man of God, Pastor Chris.
Dudu from South Africa is asking, Pastor, I want to know, what is the book of life? And who is in the book of life? Dear Pastor Chris, is it okay for a dating man and a woman to live together?
Tune in and participate at www.loveworldinternetradio.org. Don't miss it. This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy, Lagos Zone 2. Christ Embassy Close, opposite King Pet Filling Station, Agor Palace Way, Okota. And Christ Embassy, 6/8, Adilakun Street, Egbe, Lagos. Worship with us on Sunday, first service, 7:30 to 9:30 a.m. Second service, 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. Wednesday, 6:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send a mail to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. This is a continuation of the message, Exercising Your Spirit.
Hallelujah. See, we have to define our relationships. If he's a business friend, it's business. You know what's beautiful? It's business. It's like a classmate in school. You understand? You're studying the same thing? Yeah. You may study books together. Do experiments together. Yeah. Good communication. But you should know where you stand. You should define that relationship. No, let me put it this way. Let's look at it. Imagine you being a guy was sent to sent on a certain official assignment with someone else working on the same project with you in the same office. But this time, it's a lady. Now, because both of you are working on that project, does that make you her husband and she your wife? Talk to me. The relationship is defined. So though she's a woman, she's not your wife. Though you're a man, you're not her husband. And you're working on this same project, which means there are limits to the relationship. Correct? In the same way, when you have a business partner who's not a Christian, there are limits to the relationship. Now, he's made an appointment for Sunday morning. You ought to be in church. He doesn't go to church. And you say, it's okay. How could it be okay? That couldn't be okay. I mean, it's taking you for a ride. He doesn't believe in your commitment as a Christian. Otherwise, he wouldn't make that appointment for 9 a.m. Sunday morning. Now you're saying it's okay. Don't look at me like that. Hallelujah. See, we have to define our relationships. If it's a business friend, it's business. You know what? You know, it's business. It's like a classmate in school. You understand? You're studying the same thing. Yeah, you may study books together, do experiments together. Yeah, good communication. But you should know where you stand. You should define that relationship. No, let me put it this way. Let's look at it. Imagine you being a guy was sent to sent on a certain official assignment with someone else working on the same project with you in the same office. But this time, it's a lady. Now, because both of you are working on that project, does that make you her husband and she your wife? Talk to me. The relationship is defined. So though she's a woman, she's not your wife. Though you're a man, you're not her husband. And you're working on this same project, which means there are limits to the relationship. Correct? In the same way, when you have a business partner who's not a Christian, there are limits to the relationship. Now, he's made an appointment for Sunday morning. You ought to be in church. He doesn't go to church. And you say, it's okay. How could it be okay? That couldn't be okay. I mean, it's taking you for a ride. He doesn't believe in your commitment as a Christian. Otherwise, he wouldn't make that appointment for 9 a.m. Sunday morning. Now you're saying it's okay. Don't look at me like that. Hallelujah. All right, same Psalm 119. I want us to look at verse number 105. Oh, this is nice. He says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. God's word. Hallelujah. God's word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. What the scriptures will do for you. Look at verse 130. Oh, I like this. The entrance of thy words giveth what? Light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. The entrance of his word gives light. See, you want to light up your life? Let the word of God enter into you. As you study, as you meditate on God's word, and it comes into you, light dawns on your spirit. Praise God. The next thing. Now, first I showed you to recognize the power of the word of God in your life and what it'll do for your spirit. Because we're talking about exercising ourselves unto godliness, the God life, the spirit life. Hallelujah. Setting our spirits on for success. Programming our human spirits to lead us. See, until your human spirit is programmed by you, it will not be a sure guide for success. Hello? You've got to program your spirit for your spirit to become a sure guide. And the time to do it is now. The time to do it is now. Hallelujah. Now let's look at this thing here on prayer. So that's the next thing. I believe I should take a step that leads you into prayer so you can understand the type of prayer we're talking about. It's not all kinds of prayer. St. John's Gospel, chapter number 4. Because people pray everywhere. All right? So it's easy. It's easy when you say prayer is important. Everybody knows prayer is important, but we're all praying differently. And we don't know whether or not it's working. All right. St. John's Gospel, chapter number 4. I'm reading to you the words of Jesus from verse 22. Is it getting in? Is it getting in? You catching something? Great. Verse 22. Jesus is talking to the woman. The woman at the well of Samaria. Well, she actually met Jesus at the well. And the well didn't belong to the woman. All right. Ye worship, ye know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. In other words, God's plan was to bring salvation to the world through the Jews. And so Jesus saying to the woman. Now, verse 23. But the hour cometh, and now is. The hour cometh, and now is. When the true worshippers, say that with me, the true worshippers. See, everybody's worshiping, but Jesus says everyone is not a true worshipper. He said to the woman, you worship what you don't know. He said, we know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. In other words, revelation of God was given to the Jews. And that's a fact. That's a fact. Whew. They are the only original people left in the world. The oldest original people in the world. The Jews are. That's another day's talk. But look at this. He says, the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. I love this. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. The Father seeketh such to worship him. The true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. Now, you know, some people think that worshiping the Father in spirit and in truth means, and then of course the master, the minister says, now they're praying. May the Lord hear our prayers. They didn't pray. No, they didn't. When Jesus prayed, they heard him. That's why they wrote for us what he prayed about, what he said in his prayer. When Paul prayed, they heard him. And that's why they wrote for us what he said in his prayer. When the prophets prayed, they heard them. When Abraham prayed, they heard him. When they prayed, they wrote down what they said in the prayer, because they were not thinking their prayer. They said. All right, let's pray. So go. That's in the spirit, because we're not talking. May the Lord hear our prayers and let our what? Cries come up to thee. They didn't go up to him. They sure didn't. Because nothing was said. Yeah, but God sees the mind. Yeah. Look. In Romans chapter 10 verse 9. For those of you who are still praying that way. In the morning you get down, kneel beside your bed and keep quiet. And like that, you know. After 5 minutes. Relax. After 5 minutes, you get up. Off to work. You've prayed. Because you didn't say anything. God saw my heart. Yeah. But he was waiting for you to say something. In Romans chapter 10, verse 9. In verse 10, he gives us the principle of salvation. He says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth. With the heart man believeth. Not with the mind. With the heart man believeth. With the heart man believeth. On the salvation he confesses himself with his tongue.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. God bless you. Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy, Lagos Zone 2, Christ Embassy Close, opposite King Pet Filling Station, Agor Palace Way, AGP Palace Way, Okota, and Christ Embassy 6/8, Adelakun Street, Egbe, Lagos. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send a mail to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com.